Now, back home, some PTSB customers have been experiencing delays in sending and receiving payments due to a technical issue today. Well, the bank's app was also down. With more, we're joined in studio by our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, what's been happening with these technical issues?
Well, breaking news, Carol, just in the last few minutes, we have a statement from PTSB saying that it has resolved the payments issues reported this morning for the majority of customers, and it says it's continuing to work to resolve the issue for any remaining customers. So that's the payments issue. Now, this separate issue, the app issue, on this, PTSB saying in this statement issued in the last few minutes that for customers experiencing difficulty with the app, they can log on to the desktop website, and they're working to resolve app access issues as soon as possible and apologise for any inconvenience caused. So it looks like the app issue is still a problem. That payments issue has been resolved for the majority. And just to talk you through the sequence of events, well, we had it about 7:30 this morning on X. PTSB posted that due to a technical issue with a third-party payment provider, some customers were experiencing delays when sending or receiving SEPA payments. Now, SEPA stands for Single Euro Payments Area. This is the system for processing euro payments across the EU. Now, initially, PTSB said that all of the services were working fine, but then it quickly became clear that actually they weren't, and people were also having an issue with the app. As we say, they say in this statement here that they're still working to resolve the app issue. Now, I asked PTSB if they're linked or separate issues, and they said they're investigating that right now.
And of course, Brian, there's never a good day for a bank outage, but today of all days, payday for many, and Black Friday too.
Absolutely. It's the last Friday of the month, which means payday for many workers and pensioners. Also, as you say, Black Friday, one of the busiest shopping days of the year. And think about this. Many PTSB customers woke up this morning and realised that their pay had not landed in their accounts. And whatever about going shopping for the day, Carol, what if your mortgage was due to come out today? What if the direct debits for the bills were due to come out today? And you can very much see from social media lots of PTSB customers expressing their worry, expressing their frustration, saying things like this is a joke of all days for this to happen. Someone else saying they were worried about their dad because his pension hadn't gone into his account. Another person saying they were worried about what penalties or charges they might be hit with. Now, PTSB insisting and repeating again this lunchtime that no customer will face any financial detriment. But nonetheless, it's a bad day for PTSB. They've also said that they're not alone here. They're one of about 10 banks across Europe experiencing similar issues today.
Brian, thank you very much for that update. Brian O'Donovan there, our work and technology correspondent. Well, back to the main business of the day now and the election. And of course, RTE will be covering all developments in the election right across the weekend on radio, online and television. We will have the first indication as to what the country has decided in a specially commissioned poll, the Ipsos Behaviour and Attitudes exit poll commissioned by RTE, The Irish Times, TG Cahir and Trinity College Dublin, and published simultaneously by RTE and The Irish Times at 10 o'clock tonight, will be that earliest reflection of voting patterns. For more on this, we're joined in studio by RTE's Fran McNulty, who's hosting a special exit poll programme on RTE.